Child, is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping? The King whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense cold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. And sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Ago on a deep winter night, I in the heavens a star shone bright, while in a manger a wee baby lay, gently asleep on a bed. Jesus the Lord was that baby so small, laid down to sleep in a humble stall. Then came the star and it stood overhead, shedding its light round his little bed. Jesus, how tiny thou art, I'll make a place for thee in in the stars, in the heavens I see. Ever and always I'll think of thee.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. We're glad that you're here with us this evening to celebrate our Savior's birth. We welcome you. If this is not, if you don't have a normal Sunday morning home and you're visiting with us this evening, we welcome you to join us on Sunday mornings at 10:30. We're here. If you're not familiar with our layout, we've got restrooms down here, down the ramp and to the left, and the nursery is down here and to the right. We don't have anybody in there, but you're welcome to make use of the changing table and those things if you need that. Before we continue with our worship this evening, can we just acknowledge and thank all of the folks who've put in time as musicians and shared their gifts with us this evening? Our opening hymn is number 267, and we stand to sing. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. The second reading, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds, living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise
to you, O Christ.
Okay.
Oh,
You may be seated. I saw a comic strip this week that I thought really nailed it. The shepherd is standing out in the pitch dark countryside, you know, tending his flock by night, when all of a sudden the light flashes from the heavens and a voice booms, "Do not be afraid." And the shepherds jump 3 feet in the air, and he has to check his tunic afterwards to see if it's soiled. And while he's doing that, the voice from heaven reiterates, "Hey, I said do not be afraid." And the shepherd's going, right. Some winged dude shooting light out from everywhere, and the whole host of heaven shows up with him. And you expect me to be calm just because you said be not afraid? What's with all the pyrotechnics anyway? It's unnerving, frankly. If God really didn't want us to be afraid, why can't God send something a little less, I don't know, startling, a little more ordinary, something harmless? I mean, I don't know, like a baby or something. And in the last panel, of course, the voice from the clouds interjects, now that you mention it, I love this little comic strip because it gets to the heart of the matter, the heart of what we're celebrating this evening, that God has come to be with us in exactly the way that we need. Now, it's not a new concept at all that God would be with us. The story of God's people contained in the Old Testament is all about God being with the people, right? God walks in the garden with Adam and Eve. God appears to Moses in a burning bush. God leads the people out of slavery in Egypt by pillars of cloud and fire. And then God continues to speak to the people in the witness of the prophets through the generations. God has always cared. God has always been around. But what we celebrate this night is that God has done something new. The God powerful enough to appear as a fire that is not consumed, the God ancient enough to have created all that is, the one who sustains all things, this God takes on humanity with all its joys and also sorrows for the sake of being with us. God becomes human. God is born in our world in the same way that we all were as a baby. And with the birth of this baby, God has forever shifted the landscape of what the relationship between us creatures and our God looks like. Because God, the timeless, all-powerful, infinite creator of the universe, has entered into our time, become vulnerable and human. And God has done this remarkable thing all for the sake of being present, accessible. God has done this for the purpose of being here with you and with me in a way that we can understand and relate to. It's just the kind of God we have, frankly, a kind of God who cares for you so deeply that God is willing to enter into the muck of creation. And so God becomes human with a real body like mine and yours, and God takes on all the consequences that come with these bodies. It's not so hard for us to imagine that the scene that God chooses to enter into at the manger, probably less than pleasant, right? Maybe sweat and blood lingering from labor. The smell that you never quite get out of a place where an animal lives, and a baby doing exactly what babies do, and all of this with dust and dirt underfoot. It's probably not the most picturesque thing we can think of. But God is willing to take on all of this, and so much more, even suffering on the cross and the grave, for the sake of being present with us, for the sake of saving us in a way that we can understand and relate to. God is willing to take on a bodily life and the certainty of pain and death that come with it, all because God wants to be with us for the sake of being near us. And notice how it is that God comes. It isn't in a threatening way. It isn't to punish or to strong arm. God comes as something not scary, something perfectly vulnerable, a little baby, to bring healing to creation, to take on the sins of the world, finally to destroy the power of death. Because you are loved, God comes to be present with you. This presence, it makes all the difference for us. I think we know this instinctively, right? Just this week, our 2-year-old son, Marcus, woke me up in the middle of the night calling, "Daddy, Daddy." So groggy, I traced the familiar path to his room and, you know, "What's wrong, buddy?" You know, "Daddy, what was that noise I heard?" I don't know. I didn't hear anything, Marcus. I didn't hear anything at all. "Oh, Daddy, it sounded like the microwave." "I don't know, Marcus. I didn't hear the microwave, but whatever it was, it's nothing to worry about. Daddy has to go back to sleep. It was nothing. Don't be afraid. Night, night." And I turned to make my way back to my bed and, of course, did not get far. "Daddy, don't leave. Sing a song." Which is to say, stay with me. Be with me in this. And it occurred to me, here was the angel's announcement to the shepherd playing out right in my own dark house in the middle of the night. I'm saying with my words, "Don't be afraid," but the words don't do much good, because what Marcus needed was my presence with him, to reassure him, to help him understand that there was nothing to fear, not with my words, right, but by being there with him. And in Jesus, this is what God does for us. Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus Christ, the love of God has come down from heaven to be with you. Through the joy and the sorrow, God present with you. What a gift. Thanks be to God.